Are.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. Houston homicide detectives responded to the 610 North Loop East near Kirkpatrick Boulevard just after 10 o'clock last night after finding a partially burned body hanging from a rope under the freeway. No other information is available from HPD, but investigators did say the death is likely a homicide and not a suicide. One of the major players in the mob-related gambling scheme in the NBA is a Galveston native who played for the University of Houston basketball team. News 88.7's Michael Adkison reports.
Damon Jones is one of just three people indicted in both of these cases of sports betting and illegal gambling. Jones was a combo guard for the University of Houston Cougars basketball team from 1994 to 1997. Prosecutors say he was instrumental to the illegal NBA betting scheme by providing non-public information about players to gamblers.
The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier.
Jones went undrafted in 1987. His longest stint was with the Cleveland Cavaliers for 3 years. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
The Houston Food Bank will likely have to dip into reserves in order to accommodate an anticipated increase in demand for services. This is now that SNAP benefits could be disappearing for many folks in the region. Federal workers are also on the cusp of a desperate situation as the government shutdown pushes into its third week. Brian Green is with the Houston Food Bank.
When you just look at the numbers, if this goes deep into November, it's going to get overwhelming. On the 10th, that's when the federal workers got a partial check. On the 24th, no check. Okay, so that's in our area, that's about 50,000 households.
Green says Houston is doing better compared to other cities because of a stockpile of unused food meant for hurricane relief. Well, we can finally expect to see some rain, the National Weather Service saying a 50% chance today. The main event will be overnight after midnight, with maybe a small break tomorrow morning and then more rain picking up again later on Saturday when a cold front arrives.
As it pushes through, it's going to initiate another round of showers and storms with it. So again, it's kind of looking like a little bit of a U-shaped forecast here with a nice, or I guess M-shape, where you have a big uptick in rainfall and a bit of a lull and then picks back up again, and then we'll finally start to taper off on Sunday.
That's Bradley Brokamp with the National Weather Service. 2 to 4 inches of widespread rain is expected in the area tomorrow, isolated spots seeing 4 to 6 inches. Minor flooding is possible for the region. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 73 degrees on the UH campus. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.